Welcome to Working in Teams, Unit 9A, Expanding Value, Tools for Collaboration Across Time and Space in HIT-Related Activities. At the end of this unit, the participant will be able to select appropriate communication tools available for global and diverse team collaboration. Predict future tools that could be used in the healthcare arena to collaborate and connect health professionals, and infer the future face of the healthcare field where team collaboration and patient-centeredness is a fundamental practice. In this unit, you will learn more about tools for collaboration across time and space that help do the health information technology work when participating on HIT teams. In addition, technologies that are emerging will be discussed from the health information perspective that we are seeing to the focus on team collaboration around patient-centeredness and practice within the health environment. With healthcare reform and the explosion of emerging technologies, we can expect continual changes to occur in this area. Break the class into small groups for 10 minutes and have the learners brainstorm about what communication tools are available today for individuals working in teams to communicate and disseminate information to meet their work goals. At the end of 10 minutes, write all the tools on a board or flip chart. Have each small group take on ownership for one of the communication tools and present a one-page report on the tool at the next class. We will now cover content briefly on a few communication tools that are being used for global and diverse team collaboration. Skype is a software application that allows users to make voice and video calls over the internet. Skype also provides additional features, which include video conferencing, instant messaging, and file transfer. Skype is an application that can keep team members from missing deliverable deadlines due to missing meetings. Occasionally, team members are unable to physically attend a meeting due to not having enough time to get to the meeting place. This challenge could be because of back-to-back meetings, lack of travel time, or due to being in another city, state, or country. Skype gives the users the ability to not only hear the team dialogue, but to see each other. The visual component adds another layer of connecting with the team members that having only dialogue doesn't accomplish. Google Talk is a no-charge Windows web-based application for instant messaging and voice-over internet protocol, or VoIP, offered by Google. The Google Talk application is only available for Microsoft Windows, but Google Chat is available for PCs and newer Intel-based Macs. Like Skype, Google Talk gives the team total connectivity with each other. If members of the team are challenged with carving out travel time to attend a meeting, Google Talk can be set up to have the team meet virtually, even via their cell phone. Telemedicine may be as simple as two health professionals discussing a case over the telephone, or as complex as using satellite technology and video conferencing equipment to conduct a real-time consultation between medical specialists in two different countries. Telemedicine generally refers to the use of communications and information technologies for the delivery of clinical care. Care at a distance, also called in absentia care, is an old practice which was often conducted via the mail. There has been a long and successful history of in absentia healthcare, which, thanks to modern communication technology, has evolved into what we now have as modern telemedicine. The term telehealth is at times wrongly interchanged with telemedicine. Like the terms medicine and healthcare, telemedicine often refers only to the provision of clinical services, while the term telehealth can refer to clinical and non-clinical services such as medical education, administration, and research. Telemedicine can be broken into three main categories. Number one, store and forward, Number two, remote monitoring. And number three, interactive services. Dermatology, or teledermatology, radiology, and pathology are common specialties that are conducted via telemedicine. A key difference between traditional in-person patient meetings and telemedicine encounters is the omission of an actual physical examination and history. The store and forward process requires the clinician to rely on a history report and audio or video information in lieu of a physical examination. When a patient cannot travel to another location for a specialist's opinion about a specific issue, the use of telemedicine becomes a critical component. The actual store and forward process is the result of an HIT team working together to understand all the components needed for telemedicine to succeed. Through telemedicine, 3D images can now be sent electronically anywhere in the world, along with telemetry waveforms such as EKGs for heart rhythms and EEGs for brain waves. This method is primarily used for managing chronic diseases or specific conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, mellitus, and asthma. Other services can provide comparable health outcomes to traditional in-person patient encounters, supply greater satisfaction to patients, and may be cost-effective. Consider the following HIT scenario. A home health nurse business has three offices. The owner of the business has been reading up on telehealth and remote monitoring. The owner would like a team of her employees to determine who in their client base can manage self-monitoring before purchasing the application, server, and hardware for the visiting nurses as well as the patients. The team is comprised of the following: 3 nurses, 1 from each office, 2 data clerks, 1 from 2 offices, and 1 office manager who is also a nurse. The team has decided on the following deliverables: 3 nurses to create an assessment with accompanying checklist to determine if the suspected patients can indeed self-monitor, 2 data clerks to data mine to identify the potential patients that can self-monitor, 1 office manager to research the cost of equipment for the offices and patients, along with applications for ease of use for the staff. Many activities such as history review, physical examination, psychiatric evaluations, and ophthalmology assessments can be conducted comparably to those done in traditional face-to-face visits. In addition, quote, clinician interactive telemedicine services may be less costly than in-person clinical visits. A small rural community hospital is investigating the use of telemedicine for their 8-bed intensive care unit. The hospital would like to engage the larger academic hospital's critical care intensivists on cases that need second opinions. Without having the patient transported to the larger hospital unit, it's determined that it's necessary or the intensivists travel to the rural hospital. The team consists of the following: 2 critical care providers at the rural hospital, 3 critical care nurses, 1 critical care nurse manager, 1 critical care intensivist. The team's charge is to determine the feasibility of contracting the critical care intensivist services for consults instead of transporting the patient to the larger hospital or paying for the intensivist's travel fees. In addition, the team must price out the equipment and infrastructure needed to have the application, hardware, robots to accomplish the charge. Telemedicine is most beneficial for populations living in isolated communities and remote regions, and is currently being applied in virtually all medical domains. Specialties that use telemedicine often use the tele prefix. For example, telemedicine, as applied by radiologists, is called teleradiology. Similarly, telemedicine, as applied by cardiologists is termed telecardiology, etc. Telemedicine is also useful as a communication tool between a general practitioner and a specialist available at a remote location. The first interactive telemedicine system operating over standard telephone lines for remotely diagnosing and treating patients requiring cardiac resuscitation, defibrillation, was developed and marketed by Medphone Corporation in 1989 under the leadership of its president and founder, S. Eric Wachtel. A year later, the company introduced a mobile cellular version, the MD Phone. 12 hospitals in the U.S. served as receiving and treatment centers. In the previous example of the home health nurse business, practitioners eventually concluded that using the home monitoring application with patients that could manage these devices would be not only cost-effective, but could potentially decrease the number of hospital visits by the patients. The patient's healthcare trends, such as dramatic fluctuation trends, either high or low, would be identified remotely by the healthcare provider via the application. A home health nurse would then be deployed to intervene, and a regimen would be started that would stop the trend. The patient would then remain at home, precluding the necessity of a hospital visit. Reimbursement would be realized for the visits, meaningful use would be realized for the equipment, and above all, the patient would become an active participant in their health care. ECG, or electrocardiograph, can be transmitted using telephone and wireless transmission. Einthoven, the inventor of the ECG, actually did tests with transmission of ECG through telephone lines. This was because the hospital did not allow him to move patients outside the hospital to his laboratory for testing of his new device. In 1906, Einthoven came up with a way to transmit the data from the hospital directly to his lab. Echocardiography, or heart motion studies, is one test that can be sent electronically to other locations for a second opinion, whereas in the past, the physician would have to either physically go to the location where the films were kept or wait for them to be delivered via mail. Electronic stethoscopes can be used as recording devices, which is helpful for purposes of telecardiology. The most typical implementation is two computers connected via internet. The computer at the receiving end will need to have a high-quality display screen that has been tested and cleared for clinical purposes. Sometimes the receiving computer will have a printer so that images can be printed for convenience. The radiographic image and a modem or other connection are required for this first step. The image is scanned and then sent via the network connection to the receiving computer. Today's internet bit rates authorize the use of new technologies for teleradiology. The image reviewer can now have access to distant servers in order to view an exam. Therefore, they do not need particular workstations to view the images. A standard PC and DSL connection is enough to reach KeyoSys central server. No particular software is necessary on the PC, and the image can be reached from wherever in the world. Visit a healthcare institution, health IT department, to obtain an example of a telehealth or telemedicine application that is currently being used by a department.